Colorado is called the mother of rivers for a reason. It's one of the most popular states for river rafting in the country. But like the rest of our region, unprecedented growth, a changing climate, drought, and wildfires are taking their toll on this multi-million dollar industry. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Allie Budner reports.
Jordan Poitras has been a river rafting guide for almost a decade.
Buckle up, all four of those buckles for me.
Yep, up there.
Today, he's helping a few customers shake their nerves before a midday trip down the Arkansas River, just outside of Canyon City, Colorado.
You ever been rafting before?
No.
First time?
Super scared.
Cool, it's my first time too. Don't worry though, I watched all those YouTube videos last night. Yeah, man, it's amazing we can find on the internet nowadays.
He's also preparing himself for what might be a challenging run. That's because the water in the river is relatively low right now.
As the water comes down, we have more obstacles to avoid, more rocks, more moves to be made. It is much harder for us.
He loves his job, but he says lower water is rougher on the guides' bodies and on their paychecks.
We don't get paid by the hour, we get paid by the trip. So when the water goes down, our hourly goes way down. We're working harder for the people out here.
Right now, he says, the river is running at about a third of the volume that it was at this time last year.
Yeah, it's August. We always experience low flows in August, particularly late August.
Tony Keenan is Poitras' boss and an owner of Whitewater Adventure Outfitters. He's been in the rafting business since the 80s, and he says there's always ups and downs. This year hasn't been the best.
2016 was solid. 2017 was solid. Poof, this year snowpack numbers were significantly less. I mean, anybody that went skiing this year saw for themselves that snowpack was pretty thin, particularly in certain parts of the state.
But it hasn't been the worst year either, at least for the Arkansas River.
It's been manageable, and that's the best we could get in a year like this.
Keenan says it's manageable mainly because of one thing.
We get releases from the upstream reservoirs.
It's part of an agreement between rafting outfitters, fish and wildlife conservationists, state parks, and water agencies. The deal aims to keep optimal flow in the river for various uses, including recreation. The agreement is voluntary, so Keenan and his competitors are not guaranteed anything, but he says everyone knows the rafting business brings in tourism dollars for the whole region.
You know, Colorado Springs Utilities is a great example.
Keenan says a lot of tourists come to Colorado Springs for outdoor recreation, and that includes rafting. The utility company knows that.
They're aware of that, so it's good for them as well as us.
Outfitters on some of Colorado's other rivers have not been so lucky.
Well, at this moment, we're no longer offering raft trips down the Animas River. It's become too low.
Alex Michael is the president of Mild to Wild Rafting and Jeep Trail Tours in Durango, Colorado. Unlike the Arkansas, the Animas is a free-flowing river. There are no reservoirs upstream to release extra water from, so Michael doesn't have that kind of insurance policy.
You know, for most of the summer, we had enough water. You know, because even at low water, the river can be a ton of fun. There's lots of maneuvering. There's fun drops. You know, it's a great time out on the river.
But the massive wildfire near Durango this summer squelched the area's tourism.
We were hopeful we'd be able to rebound a bit more than we did. But, well, that was really curtailed from the lack of flow that we ran into last week.
He says if it rains more in the alpine areas near the Animas headwaters, they may be able to start taking raft groups out again through October. But they will already have missed peak season.
It's going to be a little more beans and rice this winter than normal.
It's an uncertain time as continued population growth and a changing climate put stress on Colorado's streams and rivers. Rafting outfitters will have to keep going with the flow, even if that could mean no flow at all. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.